The Christmas Station 94.5 Cool FM. It's Maria and Chad Friday morning figuring out what's going on in the theaters as far as new movies this week. We'd like to say hi to our friend in Hollywood. You're there, right, Cecily?
I am in Hollywood. Yes, I am.
She sounds like she's in Hollywood. You hear that?
Well, she's a princess. Of course she's in Hollywood.
Despite the fires and the stuff, and it's like a nightmare here right now.
Oh, my gosh. It just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, the movies don't stop. They keep rolling out. I'm here for that. Let's start with J.K. Rowling's Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. All right. Have you ever watched, like, a Japanese game show?
Yeah, they do the weirdest stuff. Like, hey, bite that guy's leg off if you want to win.
Like, and then there's clowns. Like, people jump in a water tank. They throw pie. Then there's, like, goats. That's what this movie is like. You're just
really?
Like, you know, I mean, you just don't know who's that guy and what are they doing? What's that? It's so muddled and beautiful and exhausting. And yes, you have to see the first Fantastic Beasts. Did you guys see the first one?
No.
Okay, you won't get it at all. Although I saw the first one, I still didn't really get it, so I guess it doesn't matter. The cast is impressive. Grindelwald's now Johnny Depp. And as an actor, I enjoy him. And I get that Harry Potter or Rowling diehards are in. Like, no matter what we say, and I get it. There's some elements to the plot that I liked, but overall, there are so many plots, you know? It's like, who, why, how? And all the weird, like, we're the Muggles, we're the Poppy Pops, oh, you're a Lovaloo. It's like, it sounds like my ex-boyfriend after, like, a drunken bender. You know what I mean? It's like, you're making no sense. C-. Maybe the magic is gone from my heart.
No, it's still there.
No, it's just not that. It's not that good. Also opening is Widows, the latest from Steve McQueen. The other Steve McQueen, obviously.
Right. I saw the trailer for Widows. It looks like it's really scary.
It's actually really interesting and different. And the actors, I mean, Liam Neeson, Robert Duvall, like I said, Viola Davis.
And Renee Zellweger. How the heck? I thought she retired.
I don't know. Yeah, she's taking a very long break. Or she keeps changing her look, so maybe she's doing movies and we just don't know it's her. Is that possible? This is the same writer who wrote the book for this that wrote Gone Girl, I believe, which I loved, Gone Girl. But that had director David Fincher, which gave it a little sense of humor. McQueen does not have that sense of humor. That's okay. It's not a comedy. But for me, it's like, I just want a little something, a little, I don't know. It's certainly well made, and I'm going to go B-. So for me, not bad, because it's different. It's not, I don't know. It's like, am I loving this? Not really, but it's interesting.
So if you agree with Gone Girl, go see Widows.
Yeah, that's right. There's a darkness to it that I appreciate. Does that make sense?
Yep, yeah, you can tell from the trailer. Yeah, it's kind of spooky.
Yeah, it is. It's like, and these people are, it's like, what would you do? It kind of is one of those things, like if you were faced in this very nefarious situation, you'll see. Didn't see Instant Family starring Mark Wahlberg, but the early buzz is that it's a sweet, if not a little contrived family film. We'll come back to that, actually, though, because I know someone in it. Oh. I won't review her, though. I'll just review the movie. I don't think, it feels weird when you review your friends.
Yeah.
Well, they probably don't appreciate that either.
No, I'm sure they don't. That's why I just kind of like dance around it.
Yeah. I saw Mark Wahlberg doing tons of press for this movie. I can see my wife and daughter and I going to see that one.
Oh, that's nice. It looks like it's like an easy kind of just family going.
Yeah.
Positive message.
I think a lot of people go to the movies on Thanksgiving or Black Friday, and this is that movie to see, it seems like.
Well, the only difference is it's not realistic because the dads that I know don't look like Mark Wahlberg.
I saw him not long ago. This is so weird. I don't think I told you guys this. He was standing outside of his own Wahlburgers on Sunset.
Just working? Like,
yeah, I mean, he owns it, but we drove by, and I was like, that looks like Mark Wahlberg. That's so weird. And then we stopped. We were like, that's Mark Wahlberg. He's just standing on the sidewalk.
Oh, my gosh.
Was he, like, waving people in, parking cars? What?
No, he was just, I think he was greeting people, and maybe they were having some kind of event, but he was just standing there in his, like, really tight T-shirt looking Mark Wahlberg-y. I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.